Bills play-by-play man John Murphy joining us live, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, and AXA Advisors. Take the next step for your financial future today. Well, it's the Bills and Browns this Sunday, Murph, and the Bills looked better for the first half last week. The offense, do you expect more consistency this week?
That's what they're looking for, and I think they found they have the potential in there anyway for a very strong offensive weapon in Devin Singletary, Motor, who had a really big game, 140 yards combined with 23 touches. He is a weapon in the passing game and the running game, and I think you can look for him to be more of a factor as the season moves into the second half. I think they found a really good player in Devin Singletary, and he could become the focal point of their offense moving forward.
Yeah, fun to watch, he is for sure. Now, Cleveland, this is a pretty interesting matchup, John, because you can look at the record and think one thing, but I mean, the expectations were sky high for the Browns heading into the year, and still, they have so much talent on this team, you'd be a fool to take them lightly.
Yeah, I agree. And the 2-6 record does not indicate the level of talent they have. And they kind of did this last year, different circumstances, different roster. But, you know, they started out with, I think at the midway point of the season, they were 2-6-1. And they won five of their last seven games last year, finished strong. Their schedule lightens up for them. They played the third toughest schedule in the league so far with, you know, games against winning teams and division leaders, including people like the Niners and the Patriots. And they won't get that toughest schedule down their stretch here. They need to play better. They lead the league in penalties. They seem to have an affinity for, you know, making mistakes that you can't overcome, and they'll need to stop that. But I do think the Brown season is going to change, and I'm sure they'd love to get it started this week against Buffalo.
You know, Baker Mayfield and OBJ, they just haven't clicked yet. Do you expect Trey White to be blanketing Odell this game?
Yeah, I think that would be the plan. The Bills, for the most part, let Tre'Davious White play the left cornerback spot, but there have been times, including last week against Washington, where they'll match him up against the opponent's best receiver. Odell Beckham is he is the Browns' best receiver, their biggest weapon. He doesn't have a ton of production yet, but I think the Bills will try to. There's two ways to do it: put Odell on him, or put Tre'Davious on Odell and let those two go at it, or put Tre'Davious on somebody else and kind of double-team Odell the rest of the way. I think they'll go with Tre'Davious against him at least to start the game, and they'll mix it up defensively as well.
Yeah, even though the defense didn't allow a touchdown last week, they still probably feel like they have something to prove, right, when it comes to the running defense. It was a rough first half against the Redskins. Changed things up in the second half. I would imagine they're hoping for the complete game this time around.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, the first four games of the season, they were a strong run defense, and they've kind of let that go by the boards a little bit in the last four games. They got to get back to what they were doing. They have essentially the same cast of characters playing defense. They miss Harrison Phillips a little bit, but when you talk to coaches and players, they keep talking about gap integrity, and that's a fixable, solvable problem, which I'm sure they have focused on this week getting ready for Cleveland. Cleveland's got a good running attack. Nick Chubb, 803 yards rushing already this year. And they get Kareem Hunt back in the lineup. They're probably going to try to use him this week as he returns from an 8-game suspension. So that's a threat, one of the biggest threats the Browns present, I think, to the Bills on Sunday.
You know, Murph, we're still looking for Josh Allen to have a really solid game. You know, he's been fumbling the ball too much. What steps are they taking to help him improve on that?
Well, you know, he hasn't turned it over. He has two turnovers in the last four games, so I think they've already improved. I think that has already begun. He had a fumble last week that was not lost. They had no turnovers last week. I think that's already taking place. There's been a stress and a focus on protecting the football around one Bills drive, and Josh gets a focus of that because he handles the football more than anybody else. But, you know, he's been pretty careful with the ball the last couple of games. As I said, just one interception and one fumble loss by Josh Allen in the last 4 weeks. They can certainly live with that, I think.
Not too bad of a drive. You expecting a lot of Bills fans there Sunday?
I keep hearing from them, too. I think it's going to be an interesting makeup of the crowd there. You know, a lot of people have advocated over the years that the Bills belong in a division with the Browns and maybe the Steelers and maybe Cincinnati. And you'll see evidence of why people feel that, I think, this Sunday when you see that crowd makeup in Cleveland and the same thing in Pittsburgh, I think, in a couple of weeks.
You know, it's a conference game, right? So does that mean it means a little bit more?
Sure, yeah, and the Bills, trailing New England in the division standings are, I think, long shots to win the AFC East. They certainly are solid playoff contenders, but that means they'll need to go the wild card route, and that means that AFC games, conference games, are more important, and they know that, and they'll focus on that this week.
Yeah, I am pretty pumped up for this Sunday against the Browns. I mean, you look at it, John, this is maybe one of those games that you kind of look at as the test. You know, they played the Patriots, the Eagles. Maybe this is along those lines where, you know, finally playing one of these teams that a win gets you a little bit more respect.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's tough to look at a 2-6 team, a team with a 2-6 record, and say, well, that's a tough test. But the reality is it's a game filled with tough matchups for Buffalo. We talked about Trey White and Odell Beckham, the Browns' running attack. Myles Garrett, their defensive end, is one of the premier players at his position in the league. They're big matchups all over the field. And even with Cleveland's disappointing first half season, I think the Bills are going to be tested. You're right about that.
All right. We'll be listening on Sunday. Murph, thanks. That's John Murphy, Voice of the Bills here on WBEN.